95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. No call now, but before 4 o'clock, we've got your tickets for KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney's California Adventure Park.
We are so going to get you in there after the park has closed.
Correct. Everybody else gets thrown out, and then you get in.
And you party.
So that's coming up. First, you know what it's like when you learn new tech?
Mm-hmm.
And you find out things that you didn't know. You're like, I didn't know it could do that.
Right.
That's great. Well, there's a weatherman in Chicago on the ABC channel there.
Yeah.
And the weatherman did not have any idea how the map worked. So, because he's never touched it.
Okay.
But by touching it, you can move it.
Okay.
And he had
Is he live on the air?
Yes, he's live on the air.
Oh, no.
And he has no idea that this is possible. And then when we play it, you'll hear somebody else come over and go, let me try.
Right.
I think that's like the sports guy or somebody. Like, they forgot they were on the air. And they were just like, oh, that's so cool.
In Chicago.
In Chicago.
Not in St. Louis or somewhere small. Chicago.
Listen to this.
Right now, kind of hung up just a little bit. Oh, I moved the map. I didn't know I could do that. No way.
I gotta try it. Hold on. Can you believe that? Just touch it. You can go anywhere you want.
That's so cool.
I didn't know. Can I zoom?
All right, hold on. Are they in junior high? Is this like a high school newscast?
Oh, don't you dare.
Listen, it's rock radio versus weather report. Saving lives.
Complain about other people being unprofessional. You go straight to hell. So now he goes, I wonder if I could,
Open it up.
So he does the two things with his fingers and opens it up.
Let me ask you a question, be honest. Have you ever done that in real life, like to a magazine or a window yet? Try and open it up so you can see
Of course.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Of course.
I did it in a plane for the first time. I wanted to see outside the window a little better. And I'm like, what the hell is the matter with me?
Maybe you shouldn't make fun of it.
I guess I shouldn't. You know what? He's a professional.
So now he tries to
open it that way.
Open it up.
Right.
Oh, man. It's a great day. It's a great day. It's a beautiful start this morning. Our temperatures are warming up nicely this afternoon, but we're still good. I've never touched it before. Oh, my gosh. You can tilt it? What's going on here?
Wait a minute. Now it's starting to sound dirty.
It tilts it sort of backwards.
Right.
And he's doing all these things. He's like, I can't believe it.
And he's been on the air for 25 years with the same equipment.
All right. Anyway, I'm going to figure this all out. A beautiful day in the next couple of days. Roz, we're going to go out to you while I figure out this new... Right now, kind of hung up.
That's beautiful, man. That is beautiful. That is filled with beauty.
This is a good day.
Hey, this tastes like the Give Me Five. So that was two songs in a row with the word Give Me in the title. Give Me All Your Lovin' and Give Me Shelter. Is there going to be another song with Give Me in the title? But I do know it's time for People Are Dumb.
People are dumb when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
So in Missouri, Missouri law enforcement was after a person this weekend wanted for controlled substance.
Mm-hmm.
And they took off, and there was a car chase.
Pew.
Correct.
A sound effect for you.
Cop cars everywhere. The guy's throwing stuff out his window.
Oh, dude.
Pulls over, stops, jumps out, and runs into the forest.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
So now all the police cars gather around, and they're going to start, the line where they walk through the forest, and they're going to try and find this guy. And they bring in a canine.
I'll find him.
Right. So they're going inch by inch through the forest to try and find this guy. And you're going to think I'm making this up, but I'm not.
Okay.
So they're going inch by inch, and they're looking behind trees and in every little crevice, and they're listening.
Sure.
He farted.
OMG.
And they arrested him.
Wow. You've got to be kidding.
They found him because he farted.
He couldn't hold it in.
He's from that tree over there. Come on, guys, get him. What an idiot. That made it so easy. It stinks. What'd you have for lunch,
can
buddy?
Can you imagine?
No.
How did you get caught? Well, I had beans.
Dude, just hold it, man.
That's what you would think. There's a line of cops and a dog. And
they might be missing you.
Right.
But then...
What a fool. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You were just singing that song. I was here in the studio. Please sing along for everybody now.
Nope.
Go do it. Sing it.
Nope. We got business now.
Beautiful.
So.
Moving.
Listen.
Touching.
Listen.
Yeah.
I wear Crocs. Because they're comfortable.
Are we back to the Crocs? Yes, why are you feeling guilty today?
I'm not.
Wear what you please.
I am not feeling guilty.
You have that stunning little blazer on and your short skirt, and you look great with the Crocs. Don't let people give you crap.
I'm not letting people give me crap, but okay. Two people have given me crap a long time.
Oh, yeah. Let's see.
Who would that be? One is our friend Maren Dungey.
Right.
Who then posted a picture of herself.
Oh, wearing Crocs.
In Crocs.
Oh, yeah. She's come around to the dark side.
And then... Today, on the podcast, I heard that there was an apology from Miss Allie McKay.
Allie, really?
Allie.
You apologized?
I apologized.
What?
On a lot of levels. I'll tell you, there's a lot of levels. I've made fun of Kevin for his Crocs for, I'd say, 6-7 years?
Yes.
As well you should.
Yes.
As well you should. But mostly because he wears them with socks. I mean, that's a travesty. Should never happen.
Hold up for a second. This is Allie trying to take the high ground now and go, down with Crocs, just not socks.
Just no socks.
F you. Okay. Let's talk about the Crocs.
Here's the thing. I moved to Maine,
mm-hmm.
and I have a yard for the first time. I, you know, never had a yard. I'm not rich like Kevin. Sprawling grass everywhere.
You shut up, woman.
I had to do things like, you know, gardening, and then it had rained, so I was trekking across the lawn
I don't like where this is going. You aren't saying you're... No.
No, Sluggo, I'm like, I can't let my Vans, they're going to be wet all the time. I've got to get something that I can slip on and off.
What?
Right. And after making fun of me for 6 or 7
what?
Years,
yeah.
What happened?
I went to the website, mm-hmm. and I said, well, I'm not going to get any of these. These are horrible. But what about just a plain old black pair? That would be fine.
Unbelievable.
Right? You guys, I got them yesterday.
What?
Why didn't Kevin ever tell us how comfortable they are? Those are delightful.
Effing believable. She mocked me on Twitter and Instagram endlessly.
Why is everyone coming to the dark side? I'm not going to wear them. You guys are trying to force me to wear them, aren't you?
Here's what I'm
going to tell you right now. It's like the drug dealers. The first taste is free. Do not put your feet in the Crocs.
Right.
Don't put your feet in them. You're done. Put your feet in those, and your little piggies are going to be like, this is amazing.
This is what happens is when people stop saying that they're ugly and try them on and they realize how comfortable they are. By the way, I agree they're ugly. I'm down with them being ugly. I don't care.
Yeah.
But they're comfortable.
Well, I'm with you on that.
Super comfortable.
Yeah.
So try them.
No!
Just try
them. Leave me alone!
So, Allie, I didn't hear your apology. Did you say anything like, I'm wrong, you're right? Anything like that?
I mean, it was inferred, but if you need me to say that now, I totally will, Kevin.
Bean played a drop over it when you were saying it.
Oh, was this on your podcast?
Yes.
It was.
Yeah, she was saying it, and Bean was playing a drop. I did hear it. I was just kidding. But
I am sorry, okay. Kevin. You were right mm-hmm. this whole time.
Yes.
And you know what? Here's the thing, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
You're right, because why does it matter that they're the ugliest shoe in the world?
That's
if it
my
makes you
point!
Happy,
that's what I've been saying
happy,
the whole time!
Why not just wear them? I wish you had said
God.
He never mentioned it once. Allie, are you wearing socks with it, though?
Bring the socks in.
See, here we go. Yeah, we can at least stay this ground.
No, because we know...
Kevin, it looks ridiculous.
We know that this is going to change as well. So let's not get into an argument.
You going to start wearing socks someday with him?
I accept
it. Oh, winter time, I'm going to be like, you know what would be great? Socks.
Uh-huh. I'm telling you, when you don't care what they look like... Because you're yourself, you will effing wear socks, and you'll love it, and you'll text me back and say, you were right about the socks as well.
Allie, are you going to get Bean on board with this? Do you think he's going to start wearing Crocs with his...
Bean has already said I'm off the show, so now I'm... don't know what to do,
that's
guys.
That's the right call on his part. I mean...
Come on down. I guess I can have two people wearing Crocs in the damn studio at the same damn time.
Oh, this is so satisfying after 5 or 6 years, 6 or 7 years.
I'm glad I could do that for you.
Say
and
it
I'm
again.
Not going to lie.
Say it again.
Crocs,
right.
If you're listening,
mm-hmm.
You're a delight on my feet, and I apologize. And send me more. I'll wear them.
You're trying to get free Crocs now?
Check you out.
Free Crocs.
You got to work the system. Yeah.
You're way smarter than I am. Shit.
Wait, so where can we hear the formal apology as it occurred? Young Allie.
You can listen to us on, again, the worst name of a podcast ever. It's a cup of tea and a chat with Allie and Bean, and it's on Patreon, and it's fun.
It is. It's nice. Allie, what was your original name for the podcast? You had a great name you wanted to do.
Thank you so much, Sluggo, for asking.
Yeah, it was good.
Because Bean had moved to England, I thought it would be great to be Bean and Abroad.
See?
Because I'm abroad,
yes.
And then abroad, right?
That
right.
is a great
it's
idea.
Beautiful. Yeah. You change that. You make him change that.
All right.
Have you ever tried to make Bean do something?
Yeah, no, that's right. True.
Allie, you rule. Thank you for the apology.
Yay, Allie.
Love you guys.
Love you too. Bye.
Hold on a second. I got to put my hookah pipe away.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I'm about to tell you what shower, how you shower and what it means about you.
Oh, interesting. Okay. What if you don't shower?
Lifestyle expert,
mm-hmm.
Anu Mukherjee.
Oh yeah, I love that dude.
She revealed that the body part you wash first says a lot about your personality.
Oh no way!
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have to think about it. Yeah, okay, I know.
I know what I.
Me
what
too.
Body part I wash first. So I'm going to start with the face.
That's what you start with?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you
gotcha.
What it means.
Gotcha.
If you're a person who washes your face first in the shower, this is what it means. About
okay.
You. And I don't know how she knows this, and I don't know
if
it's
she accurate. Knows, okay. You know? Like, I followed him, her, whatever.
All people
along.
Who wash their faces first in the shower love money.
Okay. Interesting.
I don't know how that translates.
So if you wash your face first, does that ring true with you? What
right.
we just said.
These people can often struggle to get along with others as their point of view on the subject is hard to understand.
Hmm.
I don't understand that at all.
I know a couple people that really love money. I got to ask them now clandestinely
Okay.
Well, but love money. Like, you're going to go after it. Like, that's your goal.
If you wash your shoulders first.
Yeah. That's a weird thing to wash first.
Right. Those who scrub their shoulders right away tend to carry the weight of the world on their shoulders.
Yeah, that's reaching.
That's what I think.
But okay.
Describing their devotion, she said that these people don't stop what they're doing until they're completely drained. Shoulder washers are believed to be both loyal and reliable.
Well, maybe they've done a little research. Let's grant that.
Armpits.
Yeah.
If you wash your armpit first.
Uh-huh.
The lifestyle expert said doing this means you are a very reliable and attentive person.
Huh. Really?
How do they get that? She claimed, however, that you might come off a bit naive and lack confidence.
Huh. Interesting.
Chest. By the way, what do you
have an
answer?
Let's see where we get to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chest.
Okay.
Honest and loyal people tend to wash their chest first in the shower.
You and I don't wash our chest first, do we? Buddy.
Unfortunately, she said these people are usually pretty stressed out and all they want to do is do well.
Okay. They're like, oh, I got to wash my heart. Mm-hmm. Can't take it anymore.
Right.
Yeah, I can see that.
Hair,
okay.
If you wash your hair before any other part of your body, she says you're the most likely of a hopeless romantic.
Dude, I forgot to wash my hair the other day. I put water and did the water thing, mm-hmm. and I realized I didn't put any shampoo in it.
You are often immersed in your thoughts, and you have the temperament of an intellectual and an artist.
Well.
And any other body part. If you have no specific order.
Oh, wait, any other body part?
They didn't list your...
Yeah.
Wiener.
What? Is that where you start? I was going for the flip side. I mean, that's why we're there, really. Try and get clean. It's almost impossible, but that region needs to be taken care of. That orifice should be dealt with first.
Why wouldn't they list
well,
that?
Well, yeah, that's, I want to know what they say.
Why wouldn't they list? Is that what you go for first?
You loathe yourself. You find yourself disgusting, and you're trying to...
That's what you shower first?
Yes.
Really?
So I'm guessing your armpits is what...
No, I'm hair.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Wait, go back to it.
Romantic and you're often immersed in your thoughts and you have the temperament of an intellectual and an artist. So I think that's spot on.
I love your art. Your artwork has inspired me.
Why don't they list B-hole?
Yeah, why don't they list B-hole?
I'm going to have to do some more research. Yes. I'll get back to you on that one.
Is it all request fest or is it give me five? Only my hairdresser knows for sure. If it's the all request fest, it's brought to you by Yamaval Resort and Casino. If it's give me five, and I do believe it is, then it's five songs with the word party in the title to get your Friday night started. Five loud songs in a row with the word party in the title. See, now this is where it gets confusing. That wasn't five songs, but it's the All Request Fest. But it isn't. But it is brought to you by Yamaha Resort and Casino. But it's all party songs, songs with the word party in them. And they're definitely party songs. But that one didn't have a party in the title. It just was a party. So I need to call 911. Last Night from The Strokes, and right before that, Last Child from Aerosmith. Is that the last of the songs with the word last in the title? I don't know. It's not Gimme Five, so probably. Usually it would be the All Request Fest happening right now.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We were talking, actually the internet was talking about this picture for a long time, of the United States with the funniest city names.
The naughty city names?
In each state.
I love this. I'm 12. It made me laugh. Same. Over. I haven't seen all of them, though, in a long time. Refresh
my
memory.
For example, the funniest city name in the state of Washington is Hump Tulips. In Oregon, it's Wanker's Corner.
Wanker's Corner!
How does that get by?
I don't know, but we need to move up there.
Isn't that weird?
Wanker's Corner. Why?
Nevada is Sugar Bunker.
Bunker. I think I know.
Yeah, which is probably where that came from.
You know, I mean, you got to dig into the history of why they named these towns these insanely hilarious things.
That is a great question. There is Cummertown.
Excuse me?
It's in North Dakota.
I've been there.
And next to it is Cummings.
Right, sure, okay. It's a busy little area.
And Goshen Hole, I think, is Iowa, I want to say.
Idaho.
Beaver City is a state.
Woo!
Is a
city. Yeah, I know that one. Yeah, Beaver City. That's a good one.
Hooker.
Where's that?
That is in whatever state right above Texas.
Should be in Nevada.
What's the state right above Texas?
Who knows? I don't know.
Okay.
Kansas?
I'm realizing how little I know about the states. Oklahoma is the answer.
Oh, okay. It's okay.
Next to Oklahoma is, I'm going to act like I know now, Arkansas.
Arkansas.
And Wiener.
The city of Wiener.
The city of Wiener is in Arkansas, yes.
Yes. That's a wonderful place to not go.
Yes,
that's
correct.
A place to avoid at all costs.
Let's see. The funniest city name in, I believe it's Alabama, is Butts.
Butts.
B-U-T-T-S. Dick, I believe, is in Michigan. Dick, Michigan.
Richard, Michigan, yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pee-wee.
Pee-wee. Where's
is
Pee-wee
city
Herman
in these
from?
United States? In Wisconsin, perhaps? I'm not sure.
Pee-wee.
It's funny, until you look at a list like this, how little you know the states of the United States.
Well, you and I, anyway. I don't know.
All right, listen. We're going to have to go with South Carolina.
Yes.
The city's name is Sugar D***s. That is
Mel Gibson's favorite town.
That's the name
what?
Of a city.
What?
Sorry, I made it plural. Sugar D***.
Oh, it's just one.
Is the name
well,
of a city.
Well, that's even worse, somehow.
You don't even have two?
I will say that's probably my first ever favorite rock song, 1970. My sister had the album right away, was playing it in her room. My dad was having a meltdown.
Of course.
What is that satanic
and because your dad,
crap?
Because your dad was having a meltdown, you loved it.
I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. That's some good stuff. I mean, I like the really bad pop and stuff, but the first time I heard that, I'm like, wow, that's cool.
That's a long time ago, dude.
That's a long time ago.
You are 100.
What?
Here's the headline. How the world's biggest four-day work week trial runs. Unchanged people's lives.
Oh,
this
man.
Is a real thing that's happening in Britain.
This is exciting. I'm very excited about this possibility.
Well, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. More than 2 years into the pandemic, there are still a tremendous amount of jobs available because people who stopped working realized, oh, you know what? I'm not happy working.
Or I don't want to go back into an office. I got to tell you, man, and no joke, I wasn't sure at first if I would really be able to do my work at home as well as I would in the office.
Right.
And I do 420 different jobs. And I have to say, what I do at home.
Your concentration at home is just as good?
Way through the roof.
Better.
Yes.
Wow.
So I was going to sit around and talk with everybody or whatever. So my output's much better.
Apparently, in the United States, there's 1.9 jobs for every one person.
Wow. Okay.
So
help wanted.
Help wanted everywhere.
Yeah.
More than 2 years into the pandemic, many have burned out, quit their jobs, or struggling to make ends meet. For the past 8 weeks, thousands of people in the United Kingdom have tested a four-day schedule.
That's so exciting.
Here's the key, with no cut to their pay.
Yeah, that's the amazing part. And I bet the productivity is not suffered at all.
Well, it's the world's biggest trial of a four-day work week so far. The six-month pilot commits 3,300 workers across 70 companies to work 80% of their usual week in exchange for promising to maintain 100%
right.
of their productivity.
Right.
I'm going to keep up what I used to do in 5 days, in 4 days.
Well, you know, they when Ford basically is always credited, and I don't know how true that is. I've never dug into it, with creating the Saturday. You know, you got stuff to do. You got to do your Sunday stuff and go to church or whatever.
Right.
But after you're done making the cars for 5 days a week, let's do this extra day off so you can get stuff done for the family. And now it's 2022. We can do a lot more at home. We really need to relax.
And we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. If you think your job would be able to accomplish this at your job.
Clearly, there are certain jobs, nurses, doctors,
of course,
emergency, yes, would not be able to participate.
Super important people like us. You know what I mean? The program is being run in partnership with researchers from Cambridge University, Oxford, and Boston College. And this is what Lisa Gilbert says, a leading services manager at a bank. She says, I can really enjoy my weekend now because I've got Friday for my chores.
Exactly.
And for my other bits and pieces of stuff that I need to do.
That's right.
And then I have Saturday, Sunday to enjoy my life.
Damn straight.
Instead of filling up Saturday.
And I am still working. I'm due 6 days a week, basically, I work. So, I mean, if I could ever get down to 4 days a week.
This is a real thing that's happening.
I don't think it's ever going to happen for some of us. But I think some people can do it fine.
It's not going to be for you and I. It shouldn't happen for you and I. Let's be honest. Let me
work or two. What about you? Could you do it?
Would you be able to do that at your job?
And keep up the level of...
The productivity can't suffer.
I wonder if anybody would not want to.
That's a great question.
Wouldn't that be weird? No, I really need my 5 days a week, you know?
Because I know that there are other jobs like EMT and stuff like that where they work 3 days, but they're way longer.
Yes. Insanely long.
They haven't mentioned adding any hours to the 4 days.
Right.
It's
none.
It's just a four-day work week.
Regular 8 hours or whatever.
Yes. So you're working 32 hours instead of 40. Can you keep your productivity up?
Yeah.
A lot of people are saying yes, because it's worth it to me to have 3 days off.
Well, plus you can do so much more, so much faster.
Yes, I agree.
I mean, the way we used to do things 20 years ago is just so insane and backwards.
You can do anything from home now.
Yes.
So I don't know. I think this might be a thing that might actually, there are a lot of people going, we need workers.
Yeah.
Is there anything we can think of? Oh, well, here's
one.
Four-day work week would probably get a lot of people interested.
Yeah.
Because then they get 3 days off every week.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. A four-day work week. Could you do it? We're talking about a four-day work week. You work 4 days, you get three off.
Now, this is what they're doing in Europe right now. Mm-hmm. What they're trying out is it's still eight-hour days.
Right. You are promising that you will get all of your work done, 100% productivity.
And they don't cut your pay.
In 4 days.
Yes.
But you get three off.
I think that is a brilliant idea.
Could you make that work?
I already do a four-day work week, four 10-hour days, though.
Oh, you do? Oh. So you add a couple hours. I think I would actually think about that, because having 3 days in a row off would be worth it.
Oh, I love it. And I got Mondays off, so during football season, it's the best.
That's good thinking.
Nice. What is it you do?
Yeah. I work for a public entity. I'm an arborist. Guy.
So the 10-hour day does not like destroy you. It doesn't ruin you.
Nah, I'm former military where you did 12.
Oh, well, there you go. You're actually doing real work. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Right on, man. Thank you for calling. Well, there you go. One vote for.
Yeah. KLOS, hello.
Hello, my name is Jamie.
Hi, Jamie. You could work 4 days a week. You would love that and keep your productivity up?
Actually, I do that at work right now.
Ah. First of all, you said do-do. Second of all, where do you work?
That will never fly past Kevin without notice.
Where do you work?
I don't want to say it, but big hospital.
Okay, hospital. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you a nurse?
No.
Okay.
Where do you keep the cash in your house? Oh, wait, that's not one of the questions.
No, that's not what we're asking.
But so you have like 3 days off pretty much every week, is that right?
Yes, So we work 4 days and we're off 3 days.
And would you recommend that for the rest of us, the unwashed masses?
Yes, but we work 10 hours.
Yeah, so that's kind of the thing.
So that does seem like it would add to the stress, but I honestly think it would be worth the trade-off of having 3 days in a row
off.
You get
an extra day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's totally worth it to you, even though you have to work 10-hour days.
Yes, it was hard at first to get used to, but it's worth it.
Nice.
Fantastic.
Right on. Thanks for checking in. 818-955-KLOS.
The four-day work week. Could you make it work?
A couple from Ian Astbury and his Cult on a 2 for Tuesday. Man, do I love that band.
Yes, you do. It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. A four-day work week. You get 3 days off every week.
And they're trying it in certain places on the globe here.
Doing a whole study in Europe, in Britain.
Hope it comes here. I hope it happens here.
And would you like that?
Oh, I already do that.
Wow, that's
amazing. Everybody that we're talking to already does that.
We're the only ones not doing it.
We're so dumb.
What is it you do?
I'm a truck driver.
Oh, all right. So you're out there 4 days, and then you take 3 days being off the road. That's got to be like a weight off the world off your shoulders.
Right. Well, the thing of it is, though, so I start Saturday night at 8 p.m.
Okay.
So I go from Phoenix to L.A. That's actually where I'm at right now.
6 hours? 7 hours? 6 hours?
Yeah, but okay. I'm paid for 9 because they have it. My whole route is pre-scheduled, so they account for 9 hours to here.
That is
9 hours
dull
back.
Drive, dude. That
yeah,
is
man, dude,
dull,
I've done that. I've
drive.
Done that drive a number of times. I don't know how you and when, especially with those idiot drivers, and it's two lanes out there in the desert. Damn, hats off, man.
And I'm in a semi with about 40,000 pounds.
Woo!
Wow,
I'm almost 40,000 pounds myself, but that's
so,
just me,
right?
So you love the 3 days. Tell us about the 3 days off.
Yeah, what do you do?
So the 3 days off. So I. Drop my load off.
Excuse me?
I dropped my load off.
Right.
My delivery.
Right.
I dropped my delivery off at 2 a.m. Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
and then I don't have to be back until 8 a.m. Saturday night.
Oh,
or
that's
8 p.m.
Like
8
p.m.
Yeah.
That's pretty great.
Saturday
night.
Yeah. All right. What's the name of your cab, your truck?
You don't need to tell
Pony
us.
Pony Boy.
Huh?
Tony Boy.
Tony Boy. All right.
Right on.
Yeah. I named my truck Pony Boy.
Pony Boy. That's
right.
Awesome. Dude, I love that. Right. Hats off. It was the first job I wanted was driving a truck. So I've always been sort of.
Oh, it's fun.
Yeah, I imagine.
It's fun. I mean.
Not that route.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, not that. Nah. I mean, I don't mind the paycheck.
Yeah, of course.
Right on, man.
Of course. Thank you.
Dude, thanks for checking in. 818-955-KLOS.
A four-day work week, but you could keep your productivity up. Are you in? We're talking about four-day work week, and we're talking about it because they're doing a huge study in England, and there's a lot of people in the United States who need workers. There's a lot of available jobs, and people are not taking them.
Yeah.
So they're thinking, well,
maybe
what if we offered four days?
4 days, yeah. Same amount of pay.
Same amount of pay.
8 hours a day.
You promised the same amount of productivity.
Can you do it?
Could you do that? Hello.
I don't think I could ever go back to a 4 day work week.
From a 5 day?
Right now it's a 2 day work week.
Okay.
Next week it's a 3 day work week.
Okay.
And you know, today is 2 hours.
All right, bragger. All right. what do you do?
It's my own company.
Okay. Oh, that's what we should have done. We should have opened our own radio station.
Yeah, sure.
Years ago.
One of them is for Kevin here because I do.
Great.
I basically clean up after dogs.
Okay.
The other one, I sell rubber mulch.
Wow.
You are seriously surrounded by doo-doo.
It's all about the poop.
You should get into politics.
Indeed. It's always a crappy day.
That should be your motto. That's beautiful.
2 days
Dude,
a
thanks
week.
For calling, man. Yeah, that's pretty nice.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hey, this is Jake from yesterday that set the couch on fire. I was on hold for 45 minutes, and right when you guys said hello, I barely got to it. You hung up.
That'll teach you.
Yeah.
Did you learn a valuable lesson?
What are you calling about today?
Well, I don't do 4 days a week, but I'm a longshoreman, and we can pick our schedule. We don't have to show up or even call in.
I mean, having lived in New York, it's a shame and awful for me to have to ask, but what exactly is a longshoreman? I've always wondered, what does that mean exactly?
Basically, everything that comes in, you know, from other countries or wherever, if it needs to be shipped on those giant boats,
right.
We're the guys that pull it off. So brand new cars that come in, citrus, I mean, clothing,
right.
You know, everything.
Hey, let me ask you a question. What do you think about that big ship that sank with all them fancy-ass cars a few months ago? What was that about? That just seems so
hilarious. Weird.
Yeah, very funny, bud.
Yeah, you know, they won't really tell us, like,
yeah.
Exactly what happened. You know, it's kind of hush-hush.
It's very suspicious. It just looks like some sort of insurance scam to me.
Wait, let me ask you a question, though. How does the employer... If you could show up whenever you want and not show up whenever you want, how does the employer know he's going to have enough people?
So that's the thing about the longshoremen is we're numbered. We have numbers. So if you don't show up, basically somebody else is going to take your job. It's very rare that not enough workers show up to fill the actual, you know, the jobs for the night.
Interesting.
Wow. Very interesting.
And if you want to, you can, like, you can double up, triple up. I mean, I've done 6 shifts in a row, like literally probably 10 hours of sleep.
Wow.
How's that meth treating you?
By the time the night comes around, you have a fourth, fifth wind come in.
Hmm.
It's a trip.
Wow.
So you work like a week on, a week off. That doesn't sound like the thing for me.
No, yeah, we're very lazy people. Yeah, we're extremely lazy.
To the oil field, so that was seven on, seven off.
Oof. Oof-da.
Wow.
Well, yeah. Thanks for checking in, man. Thanks for holding on for a long time the other day. Thanks for calling, man.
You guys have a good night, man.
Thank you.
You too. Take care. 818-955-KLOS.
Do you even work 5 days? And if you do, would you like to work four?
Yeah, we haven't run into anybody.
Zero.
Yet.
Two for Tuesday. Brought to you by Huntington Beach Harley-Davidson and Riverside Harley-Davidson. 95.5 KLOS.
And that means we got another AC/DC song sitting right here, which I'm very excited about. But
we also have tickets for Disney California Adventure coming up in a few minutes.
Listen very soon.
When we're talking about calling. Right now we're talking about a four-day work week. Would that work, Caleb?
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah, this is Roger from Orange County.
Hey, what's up, Roger?
Four-day work week. What do you think?
I couldn't do it.
You couldn't?
Production-wise at work, I could do it, but I'd be broke by an extra day off.
Well, they're saying they're going to pay the same amount. What they're doing in England for this little this test is actually paying. They're not cutting salary at all.
Hold up, though. You're saying if you have 3 days off, you're going to spend more?
That's right. I'll have an extra day to spend my money.
Oh.
Interesting.
That's very wise of you to not trust yourself.
How about that? Well, you're very smart.
I don't trust myself at all.
Yeah, I know. I suck.
And
so
you've earned it.
I'm terrible at it. Yeah. I'll spend that money.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks, Colin.
KLOS, hello.
Interesting.
Hi, honey. I finally got you.
Yes. Did you just burp?
Yeah. Was that a burp?
No, I just had to shut off your station.
Liar. Gotcha. Burp. Well, right. A lot of people should do that.
All right. You did the right thing. Yeah. Right. Do you work
honey,
5 days
a week? Honey,
do you work?
I want to talk to you about... Okay. I was a nurse my whole life.
Okay.
And the best thing that ever happened to me was 3 12-hour shifts a week, 36 hours. You get paid for 40. And you got 4 days off.
I got to tell you,
and
I
then,
don't want to. Hold
and
on.
Then I had 12 days off a week, honey, every other week.
12 days off a week?
Yeah, they do
crazy
that a lot.
Schedule.
But let me ask you a question.
Shut your mouth and shut it and shut up and shut up.
8 days off. 8 days off.
All right, you have to let us.
952 days off. So, I mean, I've always wondered with nurses when they're on those incredibly long shifts, by the end of them, aren't you starting to accidentally give people the wrong medicine?
I don't want to be a patient in your 11th hour, honey.
Look at it this way.
She's a nurse for sure.
Yeah.
If we don't get our R&R, we ain't going to be no use. So listen, okay, I still got...
You accidentally gave people the wrong medicine a lot, didn't you?
No.
That's why you're not a nurse anymore.
But as a nurse, we were so overworked.
Sure. No kidding. I mean, I have nothing but respect for nurses.
Line, oncology. Right. Three of my best RN buddies all turn into... we get in trouble with the board for drugs, alcohol, writing our own scripts. Yeah, because insanity. 12 hours without...
Of course! That was our point!
Oh, yeah. And invariably, 12, especially I'm slow, turns into 14.
Right.
Again. Well, at least I'm thorough, man.
Right. All right, we have to go.
It is excruciating. Right, but if you get a job like...
We have to
like
go.
..in Little Babies...
We're going to start singing here in a second.
We have to go.
Woo!
Okay, thank you for calling.
Oh, he's going to sing.
It's a bitter taste.
Such a great one from Billy Idol's Roadside EP, already a couple years old, 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Congratulations to Billy, to Wilhelm. I hope you were listening to Heidi and Frank this morning. He was here in the studios hanging out, talking with them, got a great picture with Marcy, and then, of course, went out to Hollywood Boulevard. And if you weren't out there while he got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, you can stop by our socials and see all the pictures and all the stuff that was going on out there. But congratulations to Billy. Well-deserved. Well-deserved. It went on to become one of the best-selling live albums in history. Peter Frampton Comes Alive, released this day in rock in 1976.